I should be more disturbed because that is my state. And I believe that the federal government and the president in particular should be worried as the leader of the country. But I think despite the fact that there is a state of emergency, an existing state of emergency declared by the federal government and approved by the National Assembly in May, the situation appears to be escalating recently. And I believe that this is supposed to be a cause for worry and concern for everybody, particularly the president and the federal government of Nigeria.
What do you make of the targeting of students who are sleeping?
You know, this kind of attack, this is an insurgency that doesn't know any limit or bound. But I think while we are fighting insurgency in that part of the country, I believe that Yobe and Borno particularly need to have more resources from the federal government to also fight poverty. Because I think we must have more than one-way approach to dealing with this issue. If we are targeting an insurgency, we must also be battling the source of insurgency. And it has been established by so many authorities, people across the country and even people from beyond the country, that poverty is in the midst of this crisis. And therefore, I believe that the federal government needs to come up with a special financial package for Yobe State, and I believe Borno State too.
You believe it's poverty and the government should do more to fight poverty. Is it also political? Because some time ago, during the administration of President Yar'Adua or previous administration, we did not have Boko Haram. Why is it now that Boko Haram has come on the scene during the administration of President Goodluck Jonathan?
That information is wrong. There was Boko Haram even during Yar'Adua because the leader of Boko Haram was killed in 2009. And that was when Yar'Adua was still the president of Nigeria. How is it against Jonathan if they are killing people from Yobe and Borno? So it is not politically. This is something that has unfortunately happened to us. And all hands must be on deck. There should be no diversionary explanations of the cause of this crisis. People are dying in numbers. And this should be our main concern and worry. Those students that were killed, 40 of them, they were not from any part of Nigeria but from Yobe. So how is it political?
What do you think of the Nigerian security? I mean, you mentioned poverty. That's one issue. Do you think the security effort is enough to contain Boko Haram?
A country's security is as good as the country is. The security of Nigeria cannot be better than what Nigeria is today. So I believe that the level of commitment of the security needs to be supported and improved. And that is supposed to be through the efforts of the federal government of Nigeria by giving in more and appropriate resources for this course.